This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Monday with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt as he pushes for a deal aimed at a Gaza ceasefire and the release of some hostages held by Hamas militants, the White House said.
The onus is indeed on Hamas. There is a deal on the table, and they need to take it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that progress has been made in recent days toward arranging a hostage deal. Israeli officials are concerned about possible ICC arrest warrants as pressure mounts over the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have referred in recent days to an ICC probe launched 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by Israel and Palestinian militants, going back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. That probe is also looking at Israel's construction of settlements in occupied territory. The Palestinians want for a future state. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Israeli airstrikes killed at least 40 Palestinians on Monday, with more than half of the dead in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where bombs hit three houses, medics said. In Gaza City, in the north of the Gaza Strip, Israeli warplanes struck two houses, killing at least six people and wounding several others, health officials said. With nightfall, an Israeli strike on a house at a refugee camp in central Gaza killed three Palestinians, including a local journalist, medics and Hamas media said. Six other people were killed in other central Gaza areas in separate Israeli airstrikes, they added. Israeli's military on Monday said two soldiers were killed in central Gaza on Sunday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.